Welcome to Speak Up Sis podcast, where everyday people have an opportunity to share their stories to inspire yours. We say what you think nobody wants to hear, but everyone needs to know. I'm your host, Angel Charmaine. We're doing something different on the podcast for the month of September. Speak Up Sis hosts a month-long series every 3 months called Everyday Woman Series. During the month, we invite a different woman each day to share 15 minutes of her story as it aligns with the theme for the month. This month's theme is Lessons Lived, Laughed, Learned. The series broadcasts live on the Speak Up Sis YouTube channel nightly, and the recording will also be here on Speak Up Sis podcast audio platform daily. I invite you to listen in daily to hear these amazing women share their stories to inspire yours. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Everyday Woman series here on the Speak Up Sis YouTube channel. My name is Angel Charmaine. I am the host of Speak Up Sis podcast, Speak Up Sis talk show, as well as the Everyday Woman series. I'm also the CEO of Speak Up Sis LLC, and I'm excited that you all have decided to join us here for yet another night of this Everyday Woman series. I am so excited about the woman that we have coming into the space tonight. She's relatively new in our space, but we share the same name. So that says something. You know, okay, I'm a teacher, so I'm gonna share a little something with y'all. Did you all know that in the 70s, Angel was one of the most popular names given to little Black girls in the 70s? Did you know that? You probably didn't. I just taught you something. However, it's a pretty rare name for most adult women. So to meet a woman by the name of Angel, I already know whatever she has to say is going to be amazing. Okay. All right. Because she's got my namesake. So let's go ahead and get started for tonight. I want to thank tonight's sponsor, the Trucker's Assistant, as well as Innervated Life Coaching, where the CEO is Miss Angel Lovelace, and she is the woman who will be sharing with you all tonight. So let's go ahead and hear from Angel tonight. I'm going to bring her on up. Hello, Angel. How are you doing?
All is well. How are you?
I'm doing well. Listen, I've already set you up way up high, so the expectation is going to be big.
Never do I did.
All right, so are you ready?
I am ready.
I'm going to move out of the way and give you the floor.
Thank you so much. Hello, everyone. As she stated, my name is Angel Lovelace, and I just want to first thank God for the opportunity to be here on this platform. Thank you to Miss Angel and the Speak Up Sis platform. Thank you all so much for having me here this evening. I would first like to, you know, just say, let me just usher in the Spirit of God and just allow God to just do what it is that He does. And I'm going to allow the Spirit of God to just take me wherever He chooses. Amen and thank God. I choose me. Let's talk about that. I choose me. Guys, I choose me, save my life. Seriously, I choose me, save my life. And so many times it can, you know, come off as narcissistic or selfish or self-serving, but it's quite the opposite. I choose me, for me, means I set the tone for my life. I live unapologetically. I choose inner peace over chaos. I choose me. I choose to take a moment to myself and understand what it is that I want to do, say, or be in every moment instead of reacting from past experiences and replaying those cycles over and over again. I choose me. I'm gonna tell you this, a couple of years ago, I couldn't say that. I lived my life, you know, pretty much for other people. I grew up in a home. I was the oldest of five children. And my grandmother always, instilled in me, you know, I am my brother, my sister keeper. It's amazing because today is my deceased sister's birthday, you know, rest in heaven to her. And it's just amazing how everything is so demanding. Our families, our jobs, our children, our careers, our businesses, everything demands so much time and energy and attention that we can find it a bit difficult or a bit challenging sometimes to say, I choose me. And for me, growing up, I felt obligated, you know, to always be looking out for someone or taking care of someone, you know, brothers and sisters. And it was a lot. So my grandmother died in 2011, and I was devastated. You know, this was the glue to our family. This was the person that always kept us together. This was the person that never said no. My grandmother never told me no. She didn't think about choosing herself. So as an adult, I had to learn the hard way, because keep in mind, my grandmother instilled in me that I am my brother, my sister keeper. And I never learned that put yourself first, because my grandmother didn't. Obviously, she didn't learn it either, you know. And one thing I do know is that takers will always take, and givers will keep giving until they give everything and have nothing else left to give. So in that moment, 2011, when my grandmother died, it left me with pretty much nothing, and my family had nothing. So I had to make a decision. And in that moment, with the way I was brought up and with the current programming, I made a decision to take on the responsibility of being the backbone of my family. You know, I was taking care of people who were, you know, or not necessarily taken care of, but I would say I was carrying people who were able-bodied, who were even children, you know, my nieces and nephews. You know, they weren't per se my responsibility, yet I made it my responsibility. Why? Because grandma in the back of my head, y'all got, you know, you are your brother, you are your sister's keeper. So that's what I went through those years with. And then I stopped and I began to think about that thing. Like, my grandmother went through her entire life being there for everybody, brothers, sisters, grandchildren, children, everyone. She was always there. And guess what was the cause of death? Massive heart attack. And if we go back and we look at, you know, massive heart attacks, a lot of it is stress, you know, stress. And when I look at my grandmother's life, I can see how she was bombarded with so much stress. She had grandchildren, children. She had a daughter on drugs. She had, you know, grandchildren in and out of jail. And she had an older mother aging and always needed her help, you know, nieces and nephews. You know, she was a seamstress. So everyone would, you know, hey, can you take these pants up for me? Can you put a hem in them? You know, she cleaned the church. She was on the neighborhood watch. My grandmother did everything. Never heard her tell anyone no. She never got a chance to say, I choose me. Well, I threw the towel in eventually, I must say, because it was draining. I got tired of, you know, as a truck driver, I used to, you know, I made a decent living. And, you know, I got tired of leaving home with nothing. It got so bad to where I would leave home and I wouldn't have any money to buy food. I would be on the road thousands of miles away from home and wouldn't have anything left for myself because I've given it all away. And I would have to get on the CB radio and, you know, hey, breaker 19. Can you see me? I'm out here hungry. I drive trucks. I just got paid Friday. It's Monday and I don't have any money. So breaker 19. Anybody got a copy on this radio? You know. Hey, anybody want to buy an old gal, you know, a little dinner tonight? You know, somebody would always get on and say, you know, hey, baby, come on over to the TA and I got you. So I'd sit down with these guys and, you know, everybody's story was pretty much the same. Everybody was working to take care of a family. And it's amazing how this topic goes untouched so often that we neglect to choose ourselves. We neglect to take the time to commune with God and say, God, okay, what is it that you have for me today? Who is it that I'm specifically supposed to help? How much help am I supposed to give? You know, and I remember one day, the day I finally said, enough is enough. I was on the truck with my best friend. Him and I drove team for 2 years. We were on the truck together, and I assumed that he was tired of hearing, you know, me just talk about, you know, the things I had going on and how much stress I was under. I'm almost certain he was just burnt out. And he told me, he said, Angel, listen. He said, you got a rag-ass wagon with some rag-ass wheels going up a rag-ass hill. And I never heard that put that way. But that was the moment that my life changed. That was the moment that I made a decision. He told me, he said, any and everything that's in that wagon that's not helping you push forward needs to be released. And in that moment, guys, is the moment that I started to slightly tilt the wagon. And anything and everything that wasn't helping push the wagon forward had to go. In that moment, I began to choose my peace. In that moment, I began to choose my sanity. And, you know, there is another story where I stayed in a relationship too long. You know, I knew it was over. It was winding down. I ended up, you know, going to jail. And it wasn't until I got in that jail cell when they closed the door. Whoosh, it was like, oh, Lord, what I'm going to do? And it was life changing again, you know. So when I got there, I repeated, you know, the 23rd number of the Psalms. You know, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. And believe it or not, those small moments that you take to yourself, you know, whether it's 5 a.m. in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, or late in the midnight hour, those moments that you take with yourself are the moments that you decide to choose you. That was my moment of choosing myself. Every day I'm up by 5:30, and I'm choosing myself. I'm choosing to commune with God. And those are the things that saved me. It was in that jail cell when I decided not to focus on what had happened, but decided to focus on who God is and who God is within me. The meditation, the moment that I took to think things through, was the moment that saved my life. And I'm here to tell you guys, man, it has been life-changing. And I can honestly say choosing me saved my life, because if not, remember the story I told you about my grandmother? Massive heart attack. Yes, massive heart attack. Because she never said no. She never said, I choose me. But the recycling, the rehearsing stopped with me. And I said, I choose myself. What did I learn? I learned that spending time with myself and God every day gives me a moment to align with what God has for me. It allows me the opportunity to fill my cup with more than enough of what's needed to tackle the day. Another thing I learned, number two, was it's okay to say no. Not right now. Me and my wife got a little inside joke about that one. The first time I ever told her no, boy, you would have thought the world was ending. But I felt great. And it wasn't because I wanted to just say no to be saying no. It was just, hold up, give it some time. Let me think it through. And it's okay to say no, not right now. Or just plain out no. My favorite is when my brother calls and he says, Angel, I need you to do something. I am not getting in between what you and God got going on. That's my personal favorite. And the last thing is, my best friend told me, he said, Angel, you going up a regular-ass, no, he said, you got a regular-ass wagon with some regular-ass wheels going up a regular-ass hill. Thank you guys so much for listening and loaning me your ears. God bless you and God keep you.
Oh, you got a raggedy wagon with some raggedy wheels going up a raggedy hill. Now listen, that sound like my kind of friend right there. That's what I'm talking about.
He deserves a title. That's my best friend. Been my best friend since we were in middle school.
Yes, my goodness. Okay, so everybody, I already told you all that this was going to be a good one. You're right. This is one of those topics that when we talk about lessons lived, laugh, learned, we don't really think about things like this. And of course, we can laugh about your raggedy wagon and your raggedy wheel, and you can laugh about, you know, asking for food. But I'm sure at the time, you was hungry, you know,
and broke.
It probably wasn't as funny, but now you know that, look, no, because I cannot take care of folks if I can't take care of myself. What everybody uses that same analogy with the airplane, right? Put your mask on first before you try to help anybody else if this plane go down, right? It's the same thing. And I'm telling you, there are so many people who are playing the part of Jesus in folks' lives. And we need to stop it.
Can I add this on to that?
Yes.
That was another thing that I realized I was crippling. I was disabling my brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm. Like, that was literally the very thing that my sister, you know, brought out to me. She was actually grateful. Mm-hmm. My sister was grateful. Now my sister just bought a house. You know, mm-hmm. she's paid cash for 2 cars, all of my, you know, and she's a single parent, yeah. you know. So I was literally disabling my family.
Oh, yeah. Most certainly. When you don't allow them to push through that chrysalis. And this is not even shameful. It's a show enough plug for the chrysalis community. That I am inviting every single one of you women who are watching now live and those who are watching the replay. For the month of September, we launched the Chrysalis, which is a play on a chrysalis. But we launched the Chrysalis community September 1st. And it is a women's only exclusive membership community where you can go through that stage right before turning into a butterfly, where you got to turn to mush. Where that outer covering is transparent and all your cells start to work and connect and do what they need to do. And your legs start to grow, your eyeballs start to grow so that you can come up out of that chrysalis and become a butterfly. And I'm saying chrysalis because moths spin cocoons. You ain't no moth, honey. You're beautiful. You're a butterfly. And butterflies have a chrysalis. So I invite you all to join the Chrysalis community and this month. It is only $1 a month, $12 for an entire year's membership in the Chrysalis community. Come on and get your life together. That was not shameless. That was a show enough plug. Okay. All right. Angel, this is how we do it over here in Speak Up Sis Land.
and I love every minute of it. I love what you're doing. And I just pray that God continues to bless you and your vision with where he's taking you. So, I mean, you're opening doors. You're doing something that has never been done. Speak up, sister. Powerful.
Amen. Hallelujah. Don't get me to preaching on here because I ain't no preacher, man. I ain't no preacher lady neither. But listen, so everybody, this is definitely a lesson learned. Choose you. I remember in college, Les Brown. I heard Les Brown for the first time. Probably in, I'm not going to tell y'all what year, but anyway, because it was an undergrad and I had never heard this man before, but I heard him say that most people have their first heart attack at 8 a.m. in the morning time, right before they're going to a job that they hate. And many people are going on jobs that they hate to take care of people who get on their nerves. They may love them, but they out here hustling and struggling, doing things that they hate because they feel like they've got to be the breadwinner. They've got to make things happen. And today's lesson, choose you, Listen, choose you today. All right. Start thinking about you today. So, Angel, I would like for you to please let the people know how they can contact you. Angel Lovelace is the CEO of the Truckers Assistant, as well as Innervated Life Coaching. And she is the sponsor of today's talk. So if you will, please let people know how they can reach you.
Thank you for that. You can reach me. Well, actually, visit my website, thetruckerassistant.com. You can also reach me at 833-878-2521, extension 1. You can also shoot me an email at admin@thetruckerassistant.com. I look forward to working with, you know, Speak Up Sis, and any engagement that you need me, just feel free to reach out, and anyone who's in need of service or whatever. I'm happy to serve. That's my thing. I love to serve.
That's what's up. All right, everybody, we are done for the night. I thank you all for joining us. I see you, Valerie. How you doing? See, that's right. You put that Angel W on there. That's right. You're talking to Angel, that's Angel W and Angel L over there. Thank you for joining us tonight, Organized Chaos. I appreciate you as well for joining us tonight. Colette, I see you in the building as well. Thank you for joining us. And anyone who's watching and you were just quiet, I thank you for tuning in and watching as well. And everyone on the replay, we will see you all tomorrow night for our next Everyday Woman, who's going to come into the space and share another lesson, live, laugh, and learn. We'll see you all tomorrow. Good night.
Good night.